The inspiration of writing this book came from a lot of ladies around me who keep asking me for easy solutions for their everyday problems. Being a pharmacist and a medical writer, I tried to gather all the information and summarized them for you. I hope my knowledge can prove helpful for you. 1. Always smell good. One of the most important things which determine how you're going to be perceived by others is decided by how you smell. Humans have a natural tendency towards scented things like flowers, perfumes, natural body aromas, and more. Have you ever wondered why wearing the same socks you wore yesterday makes you feel uncomfortable in public? Or not wearing your signature scent makes you feel that you're naked? This is because you assume that you're not smelling good and others are also noticing it. Just before or immediately after your special monthly days, most of the girls complain that they are sick of fishy smell that comes with a thick white discharge. You should know that every vagina smells bad to a certain extent, but if it exceeds that certain level and starts to smell like a dead fish, warning, you might have some bacterial or yeast infection. Oh no, you don't have to panic about it. Here are a few simple tips to keep everything smelling nice and healthy. Wear dry and light underwear all the time. Avoid using scented products like fancy soaps and creams down there because they cause pH of the vagina to increase. Increased vaginal pH allows strict and harmful bacteria to grow in numbers, resulting in infections and ultimately that fishy smell. Next, you can use natural oils like lavender and peppermint oil and rub it directly on your lower belly and gently massage it down there. It will not only make you smell awesome, but will soothe your muscles and vessels down there, maintaining a healthy flow of blood. 2. Keep everything dry. Do you like exercising and swimming? If your answer is yes, then it's also likely that you're not taking the necessary measures after a healthy 30 minutes or more session. Most of us are so lazy that we sit at the edge of the pool talking to our friends or we just gossip about how much weight the other girl has lost, instead of taking a shower and changing fresh and dry clothes afterward. The problem with wet clothes and undergarments is that they provide an ideal environment for the harmful bacteria and yeast to grow. Bacteria and yeast love to reside in an environment which is humid, moist, and warm. The problem doesn't end there. With an increased number of microorganisms comes an increased chance of getting an infection or disease, or in other words, discomfort, itching, inflammation, smelly discharge, and more complications. In order to maintain healthy and hygienic environment down there, firstly, wear cotton underpants. Secondly, change your clothes immediately after exercising and swimming or any other such activity which involves getting wet. Thirdly, wash properly and dry your girly parts after having sex or a shower. 3. Allow all your body to breathe. Have you ever wondered why yoga instructors or health gurus ask you to breathe deeply? I mean, like breathing is breathing, deep or shallow. What difference does it make? Well, deep breathing allows every single cell of your body to bathe in the nourishing pool of oxygen-rich blood, sending the sensation of alertness and calmness throughout the body, and you feel refreshingly better. Just like you need to take in air to stay alive and active, your skin needs it too. You cannot keep your skin covered in layers of tight clothing items. For instance, if you keep your vagina covered with tight underwear made of silk thread or nylon, especially during the times of high humidity, you are extremely prone to developing an infection down there because they lock moisture and heat. Therefore, you have to make sure you keep it light down there by wearing undergarments which are made of cotton. Cotton allows proper ventilation and keeps the skin young and free from infections, absorbs unnecessary moisture, and stops the unwanted odor.